Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Episode 124. We're talking today about three steps to prevent your goals from getting hacked. Now, I'm not talking about antivirus ware or anything crazy like that. What I'm talking about is, look, whether it's New Year's coming or whether it's in the middle of summer and you're listening to this podcast, the point is this: you have something inside you that's longing to give birth. Now, I know this is true because if you unpack the word desire, you will realize that the word desire means literally to give birth to. So unlike any other species on the planet, humans have the crazy ability to dream beyond themselves. We have the innate DNA hardwired ability and, I would say, mandate to dream beyond ourselves. This means that very few squirrels are sitting around saying, you know what, I really want to upgrade my life. I really want to, you know, improve myself. It sounds funny. I know it does. Because, of course, animals are not involved in personal growth and development and dreams and manifesting their future goals. Yet, we think it's odd or strange that sometimes a lot of humans aren't doing that. And I would say if you are not dreaming beyond your current conditions as a human being, you have basically thrown in the towel. You've given up. You've said, I am done. Now, is this being discontent? Not at all. Look, I'm all for contentment. Okay, my favorite book talks about being content. But here's what I also know. That same favorite book talks about how the same author who talks about being content also talks about striving. He talks about competing for a prize. He talks about beating himself into submission. He talks about discipline. People want to look at one side of the coin and say, you know, you got to be content. You got to be satisfied. Stop being always thinking about the future. Stop aspiring to other things that are beyond your current reality right now. Just be content, right? A lot of times we get this talk from others, people who love us. Well, that's great for them. And most of the time when those people say those things, they're really trying to convince themselves. Let's be honest. They're really trying to convince themselves, hey, I should be happy. Hey, I should be content. If you were born with greatness inside you, which I truly believe you have, if you were born with this message, this gift, this dream, this desire, I'm talking to you. And that's why you're listening to this, because you qualify. So don't settle for other people's desires for their life. Why not dream bigger? Why not try to achieve? And why do I say this? Because every living thing God created, longs to grow. The blade of grass that you walk by so casually, just like me, the grass that's all around us, it's, if it could speak, it would be yearning to grow. The trees that you and I drive by, not even acknowledging during the day, at least I don't, the birds that are chirping, every single thing around us is hardwired to grow. So why do we think that humans are the one species that should just be complacent, should just settle, should just remain stuck? Look, if you're not growing, you've heard it before, you are dying. So I know all that hype, rah-rah stuff, and you know it too. So how do we stop getting hacked? Because here's what I know. Hacking, this is all in my book, Elixir Project. I'd love to send you a free copy. I will. It's hardcover. It's beautiful. It's elixir.carryoberbrunner.com. Check it out. But here's the point. In the book, Elixir Project, I do take a sci-fi approach to talk about this near future reality where human brains will be hacked and we're actually not that far away from it. But that's not what I'm talking about today. The story was a metaphor for how in real life, men, women, young and old, we wake up with dreams on our in our mind, with goals imprinted on our hearts, and then what happens? Life. And we get sidelined and we get sabotaged, and these aspirations that were suddenly so clear are now just a pipe dream. So how do we change that? Well, the first thing we need to acknowledge is that we are in a war. You are in a war, I am in a war, and I'll tell you who's going to win. The super achievers today are winning, the people who can navigate the noise of life. Most people can't even remember what they did today or yesterday. Most people's days are a complete blur from activity to activity to distraction to update to tweet to notification. We are not steering life. We are responding to life, reacting to life. We are hanging on for dear life. Most people that I know today, they are not planning anything. They are not moving toward their dream. They are simply trying to survive. And you know what? At the end of their lives, they're going to look back and say, what even happened? Very few people, the unhackable ones, the super achievers, the ones who can navigate the noise of life, these are the people who have learned how to become unhackable, like literally. Now, if you're thinking, hey, Carry, I've been listening to this for a while, welcome, you know, welcome back. A year ago, I started talking about this topic, and last year in January, I led a group of over 100 people through a process called the Elixir Project Experience. It was mind-blowing. It was fantastic. For 30 straight days, January 1st, I think, through January 30th, something around there, we took a deep dive into every single day, three steps. It centers around idea, focus, and flow. Flawless idea anatomy, deliberate magnetic focus, and optimal human performance. Now, if you're wondering, wow, those are some crazy words that I don't see on fortune cookies every day. Yes, it's true. But let's just unpack these things. And then I have a special guest later on in the show for you to meet. What am I referring to when I'm talking about someone who's unhackable? It's somebody who's closed the gap between dreaming and doing. It's someone who ideates and implements. It's someone who has removed the gap. They go from ideation to implementation, not from ideation to stagnation or ideation to frustration. These are the people who, just like my favorite book talks about, right? It says, in the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Notice, no gap. Not in the beginning, God said, let there be light, and then got hacked with the Netflix series, the Xbox, the fantasy football league. Look, in the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was light. You might think that's just hokey. You might think it's crazy until you reflect upon what you said as a child, what I said as a child, and what we both said as children. This is the most translated word across all cultures. Abracadabra. Now, abracadabra, it's fun. It's nice, right? We kind of, whatever, hocus pocus, blah, blah, blah. Until you unpack what the word abracadabra means. It literally means it was created as it was spoken, or I create as I speak. This is not by accident. I'm not just pulling this out of nowhere today. I'm saying that we know that every single thing in life, everything you're looking at, was created twice. The first time as a thought, the second time as a reality. The pen in front of me, the frame, the flower, the chair, every single thing in the room that I'm at right now was created twice. Once as thought, the second as literally manifested right before our eyes. It's called first creation and second creation. Most entrepreneurs in life, they stop at first creation. I had a really good idea, or I have this dream. That's it. And then they stop. Why? Because they got hacked. When you get hacked in between first creation and second creation, you are not living out your full divine birthright. You were created to co-create. You were created to manifest businesses, ministries, books, ideas, inventions, kids, okay? You were created to co-create. And when you're doing that, and when I'm doing that, that is when we feel most happy. That is when we feel most alive. Not when we're consumers. Not when we're critics. Not when we're cynics. The way that we feel the most alive is to live out our divine birthright, our identity, which is to be a creator. Now, why doesn't it happen? Because of three things, and that's what we're talking about today. By the way, right now, if you don't think you're getting hacked, I want you to pause this, if possible. You might be driving, you might be running, but the show notes are carryoverbrunner.com/124. That should direct you back to the show notes. I want you to take the unhackability assessment. It's free. When you take this, 30-question survey, which is absolutely free, takes you about 5 minutes to do. If you are honest with it, if you are honest with it, it will score you in three critical areas. It will score you in the area of idea. How are you with flawless idea anatomy? That might be your problem, that you might not have ideas that you are actually living out and bringing to life that are flawless. And as a result, they get hacked before you even begin. So the first 10 questions are all about flawless idea anatomy. The second set of 10 questions are all about deliberate magnetic focus. You might have the best ideas in the world, but then when it comes to you actually implementing those, you have the focus of a squirrel. I've mentioned squirrels. I guess they're our topic today. But you are going back and forth. You are forgetting. You are getting distracted. Look, that is not just a personality thing. That is not just, well, I have ADD or ADHD. Listen, so is my some family members, okay? Not my direct family, but some of my in-laws, they have been able to manage it. They have been able to crush it. They have been able to do crazy cool things because they didn't just believe the labels and the lies that, well, you know, I'm just really bad at focus. Look, do you want the next time you're in surgery for the surgeon to be like, you know, I'm just bad at focus. If you don't know the research, if you haven't hung around me and you're a brand new guest, welcome. But here's the truth. We often say, well, I just multitask. I mean, that's just who I am. I'm just multitasking. You cannot multitask two cognitive things. You can't. You cannot be listening to someone with deep empathy, processing exactly what they're saying, and then filing your taxes. You cannot even have two people talk to you at the same time. If you're a parent, you know what I'm saying. You need to tell Jimmy to be quiet so Billy can talk. Our brains can process less than 200 bits of information a second, whereas our subconscious brain can process over 4 billion bits of information. So you, my friend, yeah, you can mow the lawn and listen to an audiobook at the same time. That's not multitasking two cognitive things. That is that your body is on autopilot. It's mowing the lawn. It's doing the function of the lawn while your brain is processing the audiobook. Here's why this is important. When you multitask in life, you are actually doing switch tasking. Switch tasking reduces your IQ by 40%. Did you catch that? Your productivity and your IQ drop 40%. What does that mean? That means that you are dumber than being stoned when you and I are multitasking. It's called switch tasking, and it leaves residue. It leaves residue. Part of our focus is over on that task, and part of our focus is on that task, and we don't do either thing well. Now, why am I sharing all that? Because some of you are trying to multitask your dream. Let's be honest. Some of you are trying to multitask your dream. Well, I'll just do my dream, you know, while I'm watching the football game, or I'm just going to do my dream, you know, while I'm playing video games or watching Netflix. The point is this, like, you're either focused or you're not. Focus by its very definition means singular. You cannot be focused on two things. Go ahead, try to do it when you're shooting a gun, right? You focus on the sight, the one target. You don't focus on two targets at once. Yet many times in life, that's what people are doing. And as a result, it's hacking their productivity. It's hacking their dreams. The last one, optimal human performance. Amazing. Amazing that there's this thing called flow, which Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, a Hungarian psychologist, researched decades ago. We're just beginning to understand more about flow. It's a state of mind. Truly it is. And it deals with being caught up in the deep now. It deals with some of the other qualifications for flow are that there has to be a true risk and reward. There has to be stretch but not snap, meaning that the task can't be too hard where you get discouraged, but it can't be too easy where you don't even fully focus and aren't present. You might say, what is the payoff? Well, McKinsey and Company did a massive deep dive into research over a decade long, and they discovered that people who are in flow are 500% more productive. This is a state you and I can tap into. This is a major step in becoming unhackable. Now, those are the three steps. Idea, focus, flow. Flawless idea anatomy, deliberate magnetic focus, and optimal human performance. And if you think this is just a nice little TED talk or a nice little research project that, you know, Carrie was bored, he couldn't do anything else. This is what actually has helped us move crazy fast, crazy far in our business in the last few years, where we are now, not to brag, but to state the reality, we are experiencing crazy results where we're outperforming a lot of people who started at the same time or competitors or colleagues. How is that happening? It's not because we have some secret little thing. It's because we have our team has literally studied how to become unhackable. And we've been able to identify areas where we are getting hacked, how to then structure our lives around preventing that, and how to tap into optimal human performance, which are called flow states. Now, don't listen to anything I'm saying. I mean, take the assessment for yourself. And people have said, it sounds like you're reading my mail. Like, how are you understanding this? Well, several years ago, we took a deep dive. We researched neurobiology, athletics, extreme athletes, the military, success strategies. We looked at all kinds of super achievers in every field. We went into a multidisciplinary approach, and we looked for themes, and we realized that all super achievers know the secret formula, which is idea, focus, and flow. And that is how they become unhackable in work and life. And if you just want a simple illustration, like, you still might be skeptical. I don't know. I was when I first started, until I looked and realized that, you know what? surfing is a crazy old sport, And for, you know, roughly 1,000 years, the record for the largest wave ever surfed was 25 feet. Now, in the last 20 years, that has not just doubled to 50. Instead, it's quadrupled to 100. Crazy stuff. And take snowboarding. Snowboarding in 1992, the biggest gap ever cleared was 40 feet. Well, we didn't just double that. We didn't just quadruple it. Today, that jump is 230 feet. How does this happen? Are humans evolving? No. Humans are not evolving in some crazy way where, you know, we're doubling, quadrupling, more than quadrupling human feats that we couldn't even do just a few decades ago. What's happening is we're tapping into flow, optimal human performance, where we are 500% more productive. So I'm obviously passionate about this. Here's the little confession. The little confession is I started 2017 completely in the zone, completely unhackable. I mean, the flawless idea anatomies were pumping, the deliberate magnetic focus. I mean, nothing could even sway me. I was jumping into flow states every single day at different, not all day, every day, but I mean, my life was built around flow. And what happened? Several months in, I began to get distracted, not majorly, but little areas here and there. This is what happens. Life happens. And I tell people all the time, unhackability, it's never attained, it's maintained. So unhackability is never attained. It's not like you become unhackable and you are forever and ever and ever. It's a system, it's a process, it's tools, it's a formula, it's a paradigm that you essentially master. And by doing that, you maintain unhackability. But just like anything, life can happen to you. And so I retook the assessment the other day. I loved it. I mean, I was honest. I was open about it. And flawless idea anatomy, I nailed. I mean, I'm really good at that. I like that. But then in the areas of focus and flow, there was some gaps. There were some gaps between dreaming and doing, between ideation and implementation. And I said, you know what? I'm going to absolutely go through this again. So I don't know what day you're listening to this, but just know that if you are listening to this at a time where 2018 is about to happen, I am going through, in the first 30 days, I'm going through all the content again. And I'm going to be taking a group of world changers, a group of souls on fire, a group that is not accepting status quo, is not comfortable with what society tells us we need to be, average. And we are going to go through that thing together. And it's going to be amazing. It's in the private, the privacy of the Igniting Souls tribe. And I'm just thrilled. I'm excited. So what I want you to do today, number one, I want you to see if you are getting hacked. And look, you have options. You can either say, you know what? I saw The Matrix. I saw The Matrix 1, and I'm very comfortable with being plugged into The Matrix. I'm very comfortable with the wool being pulled over my eyes and blinding me from the truth. And if that's the case, I can't change you. And I don't try to change you. That is your choice. It is your life. If you want to be someone who's plugged into the matrix and merely someone who is basically a consumer, someone who is simply responding to life, someone who's getting hacked, who is in a constant state of getting hacked, that's up to you. But I know for me, at the end of the day, I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with responding and reacting to life. I fully believe that we need to be people, that we are called to be people who are victors, not victims. So as a result, there's an assessment. Check it out. It's in the show notes, and you're going to be able to see the three areas and where you score. And you'll be able to see if you are crushing it in the area of flawless idea anatomy. Maybe you don't know that area that well, and maybe that's a gap, and it's time to close that gap. Or maybe it's deliberate magnetic focus, where just like on a beach, if you bring a magnifying glass, you can burn something in a matter of 30 seconds as opposed to slow baking an idea that takes hours and hours and hours. And let's face it, a lot of us are slow baking our destiny. Our dream is not laser focused. And as a result, it's taking so long. And we're getting discouraged and we're getting defeated and our goals aren't happening. That's not cool. So we show you in the assessment how to organize your life around deliberate magnetic focus where you're unstoppable because you're unhackable. And then the last one, optimal human performance. You'll be able to identify if you are truly living a life that's built around flow states. Because from all the research, we know that the happiest people in life are the people who experience flow on a regular basis. Now, I'm going to end the podcast officially. However, I just did a Facebook Live interview with one of our students named Wendy Gentry. And I wanted to include it for a couple of reasons. I basically stripped the audio and popped it in here and edited it a little bit. And here's why. Number one, it's an example of how you can do this with Facebook Live. Some of you are entrepreneurs and you think, well, gee, if I could be doing Facebook Live and essentially stripping out some of the audio and popping it into a podcast, that would be pretty cool. And it's not that hard to do, in fact, at all. I'll teach you how to do it real quick. You basically go and create a Facebook Live, and you can do that by clicking under your Facebook page or personal profile. You have options, and one of them is to go live. So you go live. I use BeLive, BeLive.com. Why do I use that? Because then I can schedule a show. So if you want to schedule a show where people can actually sign up to see your Facebook Live, the other cool thing is they can post comments and they can swipe across the screen. There's some cool features with BeLive. It's free for 14 days. I don't get an affiliate commission. I just think it's a good thing. So anyways, I just scheduled a BeLive with Wendy Gentry and I interviewed her and I said, hey, Wendy, last year at this time, you were a very different person and talk to us, share with us. And she gives us the before and after. And it's pretty encouraging, pretty exciting. She doesn't hold back. In fact, one of the smartest things she said that I was just blown away with is how she chose to be hacked on purpose because she was hiding. She was hiding. And do you know how she chose to be hacked? By helping others. You see how crazy we are? She said, you know what? I'm just going to put my dream aside because I'm scared of it, because it's too big, because I don't think I'm capable of handling it. And I'm going to hide. But the way that I'm going to hide isn't through substance or something incredibly negative. I'm going to hide through the good old-fashioned way of helping other people. And that's fine for a time, until we get exposed. And the reality is that if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of other people. You can only go so long with helping everyone else and not helping yourself. And I know that sounds crazy until you unpack a few things, like the oxygen in the airplane analogy, where if the oxygen goes out, they say put the mask on you first. Because if you start putting on everybody else in the airplane, you're going to pass out. And when you pass out, you can't help anybody else. So Wendy admitted that. I think it was super cool that she was that honest. And I want you to check out the interview. So if it's for you, listen on. If not, you can choose to end it now. But I am going to go through the Elixir Project again this January. I'm going to do it and I can't wait. because I'm personally going to see, I have some big dreams. I have some dreams that I've kind of suppressed, and I'm going to dust these out and make them happen. One of them is inviting Jeff Brown to consult with me on this podcast and basically optimize it. We got the YouTube channel that's going to happen. We got the Igniting Souls conference that is off the charts. I can't even get into right now. Even in our family, there's areas, health, there's areas. I'm basically giving my life a complete evaluation and assessment. And the first step for me, honestly, was the unhackability assessment where I saw a couple gaps. In the show notes, I'll also put the link for the Elixir Project mini course. We've drastically reduced that to $47 because we want people to be able to sample it and try it on for 5 days and see if they don't have crazy results. And so we did that as well. And we're going to be taking a group of people through that. So I'll put the link in the show notes. But here's what I know. Let me just wrap up with this. At the end of your life, when you look in the backyard of your dreams, you're going to be able to see a couple things. You're going to either see hundreds and hundreds of half-dug holes, which represented part of your ambition, part of your dreams, part of your desires, and then you quit, or you got hacked, or you got distracted, or you moved to the next thing. Or do you want to be the person who looks behind your life in the backyard of your dreams and see a few that led to some amazing gold mines? Amazing riches for you, your friends, your family, life change. That is the type of life I want. That's the type of person I want to be. And the only way we can is to close the gap between dreaming and doing. This is Cary Oberbrunner. Be blessed. I'll jump on with a number of you in the course here in the next couple days and weeks. And in the meantime, listen to Wendy's interview if it serves you. I'll talk to you next time.
We are doing a very special interview with one of my clients, Wendy, who I've just been amazed seeing the results. I mean, I literally see a transformation. You know, oftentimes we see those before and after weight, you know, pictures online. If people could see you before and how you were getting hacked, and then today, by the way, I saw at the end of your name, PhD, is this true?
This is, yep.
Wow.
Just is that really real. Yep.
Okay. Well, take us in. Tell us what was happening 12 months ago.
I had just barely finished the PhD, and it was that step of, okay, that's done. Now what?
Yeah.
What do I do with this? You know, it's a blessing and it's also a burden in the sense that, you know, I have this this ability to do, you know, some bigger things. And what do I do? Which direction do I go? Do I go in the traditional route of going back into academia, which of course I love, or do I step out on my own? And so that's been an inner battle that I was going through in December.
Yeah.
And so that is where my mindset was, just trying to figure out, you know, who I was and where I was supposed to go.
We're talking today about how you can prevent your dreams from getting hacked. In other words, Wendy, I don't know if you can relate, but it seems like a lot of people, they have this idea, they have this passion, they have this dream, and then 9 a.m. hits, and then their phone wakes them up, or their phone, you know, shoves everybody else's agenda down, from the government to picking up the kids from practice, and there's zero time to actually make your dream come true. Have you felt this before?
I have. And honestly, as an overcoming people pleaser, that, you know, of course I got a lot of energy from that. So if I would see notifications coming in, of course, it gives you a little bit of extra confirmation on who you are. Yeah. And also, if there's somebody had a request for something, it gave me an ability to respond and to help somebody. Okay. But that also derailed me quickly, you know, on what I needed to do to move forward.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I could hide from that because I could say, but I was doing something good. I was doing something to help somebody.
Absolutely. Wendy, what we're going to do today is we're going to lift up the hood. We're going to basically take a deep dive into how to become unhackable in work and life. This isn't sci-fi. This isn't like the Netflix Stranger Things, you know, something woo-woo crazy. But Erica, I'd love for you to just gift people, everybody who shares, just type in the word shared once you did it. Erica's going to give you, just to start, everybody, a free ebook. It's called 6 Ways Your Brain Might Be Getting Hacked. Okay. So Erica, if you can pop that in on the notes, we want to just bless people today. We want to amp them up with a bunch of free resources and tools, because here's what I know, Wendy, when we're not a soul on fire, when we are getting hacked day in and day out, the people around us feel that. Don't you agree?
Yes, they're watching everything and they're learning from us. So we have an ability to step up or not. And yeah.
One of my favorite quotes is by Anis Nin, who says, "We don't see things the way they are, but the way we are." And so if we are getting hacked, if we are not a soul on fire, then the reality is the rest of the world looks very dim, very dark, very hopeless. Take us in deep as you want. We get the whole outside external pressure that was happening 12 months ago. Should I go in the academy? Should I not? What else was happening with your dreams? What other distractions were coming in?
You know, when you finish a big goal of any kind, you know, it's difficult to set the next step. You know, you've lost a lot of energy and you've also come off a high from that as well, the success of something. And, you know, it's interesting how doubt can come very quickly because you've lost that spotlight that just happened. And, you know, so actually the way I was looking outwardly, I was perceiving that maybe people were doubting my next steps as well.
Okay.
You know, and that was not true. You know, so again, I was looking outward instead of inward.
Interesting. Yeah. You broadcasted that unbelief inside. People on the outside began to feel it. And that's how you started to think other people saw you?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Very interesting. I wonder, is that true for anybody else? And by the way, thanks, Erica. A lot of people have shared it. Go ahead, give them that free link for the ebook in the notes. That would be great. But how many other people have felt like that, where because there's a civil war inside your soul? I like that, by the way. That's going to be a book title, Wendy. That's my next book title.
I like that.
the civil war inside your soul. Okay. But anyway, when we feel that inside, the external people aren't thinking that. They're not talking about us.
No.
But we somehow think that everybody knows that we're in this imposter position. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Absolutely. So if I went through a period of doubt, then they must be doubting me. And that was not true. I was just creating my own little prison.
I like that. I like that. So what happened then? I mean, obviously, it's December and it's 2016 and most people are thinking new year, right? They're thinking brand new gift, New Year's resolution. What kind of, tell us the process you went through for 30 days at the beginning of the year last year.
Well, I think that is when Elixir launched with VIP. Is that correct? Wasn't that in January?
I believe we did. I believe that the fiction book came out in December 6th.
Yep, your birthday. I remember that.
And quite frankly, Wendy, I went through a period as well where I doubted myself. People said, "You're an idiot. Why are you writing a young adult near future fiction thriller? What are you doing?" Like, I had people, actually close friends, say, "I'm not going to promote that."
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to promote that. It doesn't make sense. It creates fear. And that's fine. We're going to get that, right? We're going to get people that are going to challenge us when we step out into something new, just like I'm sure happened to you.
It's in a really close way with a family member. You know, I won't say this person's name, but it did. And that it truly hurt. And I know I'm not the only one that didn't believe in my dream to do anything differently. And, you know, didn't understand why. I just didn't want to go straight for the very traditional route.
So they questioned you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I saw you the other day with a picture with Elixir Project. Why? And listen, you probably don't read young adult near future fiction thrillers.
Not normally, but I love sci-fi.
Neither do I. Why did you connect with the message? Because look, I'm not looking for any like kudos in the writing style or anything like that. But why do you think the message of getting hacked today, like literally people getting hacked, not in a good way, not your computer, not your phone, but your brain. Well, why do you think that message resonated with you?
Because we're getting bombarded with so many messages all the time. And if we don't have a strategy for coping with all of that and staying on the path that we need for our life, for our families, we're never going to get anywhere that we should be getting in our life, you know, to fulfill whatever our purpose is. We'll always just be dealing with the next thing that comes our way.
Yeah.
So I think you've shared this in the community, that the amount of information that we hear on a daily basis is extraordinary.
It is. People who are just hearing this term hacked, just so they don't get the wrong opinion. Hacking deals with when someone or something gains unauthorized access to a computer or a system. So people's smartphones can get hacked. People's bank accounts can get hacked. But you know, Wendy, back to biology class in high school, our bodies are made up of systems, respiratory, right? Circulatory, right? All these different systems. So our bodies are made up of systems, and our brains are like smart computers, supercomputers. So in a real way, today, human speaking, we are able to be hacked personally and professionally. What does it look like when you get hacked? Give us a real, like, hey, you know, it was that when I used to wake up, this and this and this behavior happened. What do you think?
It was confusion about what to do next. It was always looking for something to do for someone else, which again is a wonderful thing to do. That's part of my nature, but you know, it does keep me derailed. And so it was a way to keep hiding. Ooh, and you know,
I got to interrupt you.
Yeah. So
Wendy's being so transparent.
That's my nature. You know me.
I love it. But you literally just said, because this is so, this is good. You literally just said, I was choosing and inviting to get hacked. I actually was inviting that into my life because I was hiding, and I would mask it through the culturally acceptable way of helping others.
Yes.
Ooh. How many people are willing to be transparent and raise their hand on the comments below and say, I have invited distraction into my life because I'm hiding. Maybe that's one. And two, I mask it in a way that's culturally rewarding, like helps. Keep going, Wendy. I just, that spoke to my heart right there.
The other thing I was doing is another thing that is just rewarded inside and outside is I'm a lifelong learner. Oh, well, there's a nice little label I can put on myself. I'm a lifelong learner. I take lots of classes and I love community. But again, I was being a spectator.
Interesting.
You know, I was watching everybody. So, you know, it's like being on the sideline of the softball game, just watching everybody else play and studying the game.
Wow.
But not doing anything with it. What is that? That's not what God wanted me to do. He didn't want me just to study it. He wanted me to step up. But I wasn't there yet. I wasn't even at the plate yet.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I get that. So in this industry called lifelong learning, we can take the posture of being a student, studying the game, being a spectator, but not really in the game. That's really helpful. I know, Wendy, that you took this thing called the unhackability assessment. And Erica, I'm going to ask you to share it for free for everybody. We spent a ton of time. We looked at neurobiology. We looked at athletics. We looked at the military. We took all of these sectors of society and basically created a 30-question, 5-minute assessment. And if people are honest, and it's confidential, confidential, but if people are honest, tell them what they're going to find, Wendy, by taking that free assessment.
They're going to find, well, number one, they have to stand up and be honest with themselves. They're going to learn that in a hurry if they really look at those scores. They're going to see how focused they are. What were the three? It's focus. There were three pieces.
Idea, focus, and flow.
There you go. So then from that, you can take it and say, what do I need to improve in my life? Where do I need to go with this? And, you know, I've taken that many times this year because, as you know, we know, hopefully we'll get into this, that I, you know, went through your program. And sometimes I took that assessment and I was lying to myself, but I fessed up to it. You know, when I posted that score in the community, I said, nah. This is not really the score, guys. That's what it says the score is. This is what Wendy wants it to be.
Okay.
But this is not really the truth. So, you know, you really got to answer those questions, you know, with honesty.
Yeah. So we've had people take the assessment and they say back, like, how are you reading my mail? Okay. Because it's that much information you're going to find out about yourself. But Wendy, talk about the 30, what is powerful about 30 days of unhackability? Like, look, when we went to go create this course, I honestly was going to make it be 5 days. Okay. Cause I thought, you know, 5 days, that's a lot of work. Let's just make a 5-day program. And then I started working it and I'm like, I started sending the rough drafts to our teammate, David and Abby. And they started to say like, stop. There's way too much content. The actual course was 300 pages long, you know, like when it's in 30 days. But why is the 30 days of unhackability, like January 1st to January 30th, why is that such a butt kicker, unlike all the other programs that are like, hey, you know, write down your goals in 2 days and this and this. What can happen in 30 days of truly taking a deep dive inside yourself?
If you step up to day one and say, I am worth it, and everyone listening here is worth it. It's not just me. I'm not saying that.
Right.
And every day you say, I am worth this. I can get better. I am worth this. The transformation has been incredible for me to stick with it every day. I'm so glad you didn't make it 5 days. I can't imagine going through that much content that deep, because it caused me to do a lot of reflection every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's face it. We all want to be microwaved, right? We all want to microwave, insert, press the button, and out pops excellence. And what the truth is, like, Navy SEALs don't do that. I mean, Navy SEALs do not go through a 2-day program and boom, now they're ready to protect the country, right? It's the same thing with personal growth. 30 days, every single day in your inbox, video assignment. How are you getting hacked? And let's talk about your boon, because people might not know the word boon. There's a lot of weird words here in this program. But the word boon is taken from Joseph Campbell's Hero's Journey. And the boon was the ultimate prize that the hero would go through and aspire to and achieve. And you actually in the course write your boon. What is your boon, as much as you're comfortable telling us? Did you achieve it? Are you still achieving it? Take us on the.
I am every day working towards it. And I can so glad that I can say with truth that is certain, you know, that I am doing that every day. And I came up with it even in the first time through Elixir, even when I got hacked and fell out of the program, because I fell out twice. Something in me still knew what it was, but it hadn't solidified enough.
Okay.
I wasn't still prepared to do anything with this idea or to hone it to the point that it is right now. So start with love. I feel like my purpose is to encourage women to share their life-shaping experiences with others. And a life-shaping experience can be their relationship with God, their family. It could be that they're an artist or a painter and they want to spread the love of art and painting with others, or it's a skill they do at work. It could be anything that is unique to them.
Love it.
I feel like that, and maybe it just comes from, you know, a life of not feeling like I could step up to the plate and share my message. And so I am doing that in hopes of encouraging her as well. And it's not always easy, but
yeah,
it's authentic.
I love it. And I saw a picture with you and a microphone recently. Have you started, like, what are some other external things that you've started because you are now? And here's what I tell people. Unhackability is never attained. So it's not like Wendy says, boom, I went through the course. Now I'm unhackable for the rest of my life. But what it does do is it gives you tools, strategies, techniques, skills even including the deep dive into optimal human performance, which is called flow, which makes you 500% more productive. So in other words, you go to work on Monday and stop, and you outwork everybody else who goes to work Monday through Friday. And it's not just hype. It's actually proven. Like, this is proven with all kinds of strategies and research. McKinsey and Company did a report, a deep dive. They're one of the highest rated consultants in the country. And they've proven this. So talk to us a little bit about some of the external things that you've been able to achieve in the last year.
Well, having gone through it the third time, I was able to take this big idea of Start With Love and hone it into, what do I feel like I'm supposed to do now?
Right.
And so I am launching a podcast and a business around some practical ways that I can help women share their experiences with others. And that correlates amazingly. And we should not be surprised. It completely aligns with my PhD.
Wow. You know,
which isn't that crazy, because I have a PhD in education and performance improvement. So I can teach people how to make excellent online course design and other training that they can share their skills with others in a very simple way. And how amazing that all that came together.
I love it. So rather than you say, here's my PhD life, now I'm going to compartmentalize it with my heart, which is my passion, through the Elixir Project experience, you basically wedded the two. Is that what I hear?
It did. And I didn't get that in the beginning. If you know how we do a little video, or, you know, we also reflect every day within the group about where we are. And you can see the ideas coming together even from my prior experiences. And the big idea was there, but I hadn't figured out really what that meant.
Sure.
You know, it was just a sort of an abstract thing. Start with love. Well, what do you do with that?
Right.
So in the third time through, I was able to make it more practical. And then I realized, goodness sakes, it was right in front of me the whole time, but I had to take this journey to see it.
Fantastic. So a couple things. We'll do some Q&A. There's some people here that might want to ask you some questions. And hey, you got the microphone, so go for it. As people begin thinking of questions, here's our passion. Our passion today is to basically say, look, there's a gap for most people between dreaming and doing, between ideation and implementation. And what's shocking is, as children, we use this term called abracadabra, right, Wendy?
Oh, yeah.
Right? We say this as kids, you know, abracadabra at the end of something, and we have no clue what that means. But it actually means I create as I speak. Think about that. I create as I speak, or it was created as it was spoken. Now, people might be of faith here, they might not be, but I take that back to, you know what? I know a story about God saying, let there be light, and boom, there was light. In other words, there was no gap between ideation and implementation. Now, Wendy, whose image are we created in?
God.
So I truly believe, like, you were not created. I'm speaking of all of us here. Yeah. We were not created to dream and then get hacked, to have an idea and then get sidelined and sabotaged. In fact, when we do, we are not living out our divine calling, our birthright. So it doesn't say, and God said, let there was light. God said, let there be light. And then he watched Netflix for 5 days.
That's the truth. Oh, yeah, that did happen this year.
Right? Then he got sucked into Xbox. Like, but we as humans, we do that. So we have all these half-dreamed dreams or half-baked ideas. You agree?
Absolutely. And I literally have little journals and things filled with them.
Wow.
I do. Yeah. I just all kinds of randomness. But if we look and we see the themes, there probably are a lot of them are all pulled together.
Yeah.
The theme is really there. But we have to do the work to explore that and be willing to be honest with those things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love it, Carrie. I've got to just say, I have it written on my wall.
Sure.
If you think it, you've already done it.
Yeah.
It's from Elixir. You know, I made, you know, a little art journaling page when I was going through the program, and I have it hung right there next to my monitor. That will still remind me of my bones.
Well, and let's talk about that, because again, I love haters. You know, haters might be like, oh, you know, if you can think it, you did it. But actually, everything in the room right now, I'm looking at business cards, a plant, a frame, a desk. I'm looking at all these things. Everything was created twice. Okay. I'm going to pull a pen right here. But this pen was created once in the mind of the designer, and then it was created a second time in manifested life where it could actually be used. Most of us, we create once and we stop.
That's right.
Right? We say, someday I'd love to have a family. Someday I'd love to have a book. Someday I'd love to go pro with my passion. You've created it once already in your mind, but now you are allowing yourself to get hacked and not create it the second time. So, you know, in Elixir Project Experience, we call it second creation. And we show you how to be someone who is passionate about flawless idea anatomy. Remember, we talk about what makes a flawless idea. How did JFK and the Man on the Moon, Martin Luther King Jr., I Have a Dream speech, all of these ideas had certain components to them that made them flawless. So we show you how to create a flawless idea. Then we talk about deliberate magnetic focus, where take a magnifying glass, Wendy, and what happens when you go out with a magnifying glass in the sun? What happens?
Oh, it gets very bright where you're pointing it.
Yeah.
You shine a light. Yeah.
In other words, same sun, same magnifying glass, but the amplification of the energy causes it to have a burning, searing effect. Many of us, we slow bake our dreams. We say, well, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And you know, in Elixir Project Experience, we convert, we basically compact it all into one single focus only. And we teach you how to remove the guilt of, well, I got this, this, and this to do, right? And
absolutely.
And then the last one is optimal human performance, all about flow. So it's idea, focus, flow. Erica, there might be people right now who are like, you know, gee, I want more information. Go ahead, drop in the link for the mini course, because I'm going to go through this again, Wendy.
I'll go through it again. I love the program. Yeah.
You just took the assessment and I just took the assessment. Yeah. Neither of us got 100% in all areas, did we?
I'm glad I didn't. I can actually, because we can always improve. You know, if I got 100, I would think I was fudging something, you know, even without intentionality. It's, I'm good
but,
with.
But are you better than you were?
Yes, I is the highest score I've received all year. And I looked at it and said, yes, that is the truth.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.